Start by listening.
Jazz fusion.
This is jazz reloaded. Just for the rest of us. Let's listen.
Yeah, can it be done?
Give me some hop to trot.
As a bone slinger in constant search of varied musical combinations, why isn't my listening and research not on a wealth of trombone-fronted jazz trios? Obviously, there are so many saxophone-led, even trumpet-led trios, but not many trombones. And this apparent lack is palpable. Aside from recent contributions from the likes of Ray Anderson and the Netherlands-based Don't Get Sassy, why hasn't the bone been voiced in such a way? So I decided to take up the gauntlet thrown down and come up with my own voice for the trombone within this format. And this is how the Velocity Trio was born. To have a situation where there are three people on stage for at least 90 minutes, it means we have to be in constant search of the new sound, of the new rhythm, of the new emotion, of the new color. So that's the great challenge in our performances. I wanted the focus to be on energy. No matter what the dynamic we're playing, we still maintain a driving energy. For me, the synergy between the three of us, I really feel we've got that.
We are United Vibrations.
This is Jazz Reloaded. Jazz Changes.
Thank you. anyone surprised though that it kicked off? Because like for me, the MPs were genuinely surprised. They were like, you know, when it kicked off in North London, they were like, they'll blow over. But then it was like, oh my gosh, it's happening all over the UK. And I was like, why are you showing it on Sky News? Everyone's going to copy it. And they were even faster than Sky News. They were Twitter and Facebook and whatever, BlackBerry Messenger. Yeah. But I'm like, if you put it on, it's an imitative society. So they're just going to copy it. Why would you show up something burning for 11 hours? Slash and burn.
You know what I think it is? I think they like to make the news like a Hollywood film that goes on every single day. People like to watch it because it's like, oh, this thing's going to happen. And they almost shut off. The thing is, people don't actually realise it's real. When you see somebody get killed in another country and it's a real person and there's guns going on in the background, nobody thinks it's real. Yeah. They don't feel like it's real. They feel like they're watching a film.
Tunes that change your life and why?
Tony Williams, There Comes a Time. Because he wasn't a great singer, but when he sang, like, he made it all good, and the lyrics that he has in it are just deep, and it's like, it's to the point, and yeah, that tune for me is the one. It says in all aspects of spiritually, consciously, and musically, it's there.
Spiteful. to wake up to what's happening. There comes a time to get out of what's happening. I love you more than what's happening. I love you
through these questions, bringing it back briefly to musical matters. Okay. Yeah? 3, 2, 1. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, and anyone can jump in or you can speak across or whatever, however you want to answer, but the best James Bond is obviously...
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery?
Definitely.
Sean Connery.
Yeah. I haven't seen one, but that makes me want to answer yet.
Okay, you got room for one more person in your lifeboat, but you haven't got any oars. There's a Fat Cat record label boss, and there's an illegal downloader. They've both got an oar each. How do you get home?
Can you repeat the question?
Okay. Okay. You got room for one more in your lifeboat, but you got no oars. There's a Fat Cat record label boss, and an illegal
right, is it the Fat Cat record label boss Simon Cowell?
It could be Simon Cowell.
Okay.
But they both got one oar each.
He's definitely getting
so outside the boat.
They're outside the boat. How do you get home?
Open up their third eye with some perfectly like triangulated vibrations into their head, and then we'll all levitate together on a cloud of bliss.
Once you've done that, you see, they'll just hand you the oars. You won't have to take them.
Just
give them.
What I'm trying to figure out is, bro, if you got them skills, what are you doing in a lifeboat, man?
There you go. This is true.
Plane crash. So, yeah, exactly. So the Atlantic.
Exactly. So why are you asking us that question? Like, who are you talking to?
I should slap myself. I'm gonna slap myself for even asking that question. Okay, do you ever think that we'll see the Boondocks on UK TV again?
No.
The Boondocks? You haven't seen the Boondocks?
Boondocks, cartoon.
You're a proper musician, you've been studying hard, innit?
I don't know what it is.
But it's nice, you've got something nice coming for you.
Samuel L. Jackson's in it, and he plays like a white dude. It's a joke. Charlie Rose.
Conrad, you have to school them on the Boondocks.
Yeah, it's quite funny still.
What do you reckon then?
But after the tour, yeah, because once you sit down and watch that, you won't do any work. You'll just be rolling on the floor laughing. So maybe on the tour bus or something.
That's one to get on DVD.
Yeah, for real. Okay. Anything you'd like to say to your old school teachers?
You know what? Thanks to John Tuzain for schooling me when I was a bit younger. I think that's done me well as I've got older.
I'd just say thank you, Adrian Miller, for having big ears and a big heart.
Nice, nice. Okay, so you bump into Tiger Woods in an elevator and you say to him,
go on.
Hello.
Do
your thing, mate. Where you come from?
Do you want to invest in building a self-sufficient housing co-op?
Yeah, you got a few spare bucks we could do with him.
I would ask him what type of food he would make at a barbecue, because he's half like black and half like Chinese. So what does he go with? Like, is he Chinese? He's like half Southeast Asian. So does he go with the fried rice or the fried chicken? Or does he do both? Or I'm not sure. Just wondering. I also I'd like to meet his wife. His ex-wife. She seems like she's got a lot of fire in her.
Yeah. So ask him. Well, yeah, what's the ex-wife's number, mate? Like.
Okay, this young artist is amazing. They're tearing it up. Everybody needs to listen to him or her right now. This artist is
Conrad the Scoundrel.
United Vibrations.
We are United Vibrations.
Conformity exists when there is comparison. Something new, totally free from comparison.
Yeah. what I have. Do you know what you are?
Is that an important question?
Okay, what message do you want people to take from your work and why?
Wake up. Positivity.
Inspiration, hopefully.
Yeah, whatever it means to you, I mean, yeah, that kind of sums up what they said.
Brain food, something that can maybe, not teach something, that we're not all knowing, but just maybe something different than that's what's your usual thing. So, I don't know.
I hope that it will eventually open people's minds to other possibilities, which will eventually unite the people. It can just go towards that.
Because I've seen them as an audience member, which they probably haven't. So, yeah, I think their music's very just really uplifting. Makes you believe. This sounds really good, it sounds really cheesy. Makes you believe there's some good, you know, makes you feel good, you know, really in the moment, and like, yeah, they're doing something cool, they're representing something good, you know what I mean? And it makes you think, I'm not alone, these guys think like me, you know, and they have the same values, and it makes you think, it makes you want to dance too, and that's really cool.
Okay, what's going on in your world besides music and art?
Not much.
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself.
Kareem's got something to say.
Yeah, we're planning and working towards building a zero waste energy plus housing cooperative, so we can physically manifest the alternative positive future, which we can all build. And we're laying down the foundations for that, really. Doing the research, doing the homework, trying to raise the funds, get the business plan together. But it's a big project. It's been 3 years so far studying on it, and we're getting there. We're making some real steps forward. So,
have you got a location or?
We're working on it. I've had some meetings with some local boroughs in South London. We're actively looking, but right now we're trying to get a really strong plan together in terms of drawings, design, technology, and obviously the money side of things and the numbers. And once we've got that together, we're gonna really focus on finding where it can work. But yeah, it's a big project. It's a big project.
Okay, tunes that change your life and why?
I Love You by Dizzy Rascal. And If Bear wasn't about love, but it was like, I felt it was really cool because at the time, it was more what it represented. It kind of represented the whole genre. And I feel like every generation kind of has those certain artists or a certain album that kind of represents a generation and speaks for a generation. And that was Boy in the Corner, which I Love You was on. And it was like underground first, and people, you had to tune in to radio stations to listen to it, like pirate ones. And it just really done a lot, you know what I mean, in the scene and in my year in school. So yeah, kind of made you want to MC. That was one of them.
Yo, if a girl know what you say, that's for. Some whore banging at your girl, what for? Pregnant, what are you talking about before? 15, she's underage, that's raw. And against law, 5 years or more. Now she wants a score and a half hour draw. That's the kind of threat that you can't ignore. That whore got you pinned down to the floor, but shut on foot, you said 3 magic words. When that's the one for the birds. When you said that, she forgot other ways. It's over, you better start writing the prayers. There was no intention of her being wife. Now she knows this, she's ending your life. It's a real shame you got hacked by the whores. It's a shame that kid probably ain't yours. Yo, some bitch, you know. She keep calling my phone. She don't leave me alone. She just moan and groan. She keep ringing me at home. These days I don't answer my phone.
That boy's some prick, you know. All up in my hair. Thinks that I care. Keep following me here, following me there. These days I can't go nowhere. Ain't that your girl?
No, I ain't my girl.
I swear that's your girl.
She ain't my girl.
She got juice up.
Oh well.
She got chapped up.
Oh well. I swear it's your man.
I ain't got no man.
He was with that man.
He was just any man.
He got fatted up.
Oh well.
He got whacked up.
Oh
yeah,
well.
Alright, she's a bad girl on the bus though. It's Captain Roscoe with a crossbow. She came, she got TikTok yo. Now I've got a love team, get lost, ho. Busy rascal, come down like snow. With freezing cold flows like Musco. Gung ho, get me upset, guns blow. Bitch, no, you're not ready for skid row. Bleak, no, busy rascal, dig roll. Big feet full of fools on my big toe. I got no jack, no chain, not much though. Get these, but you don't get love though. No slap, but you might get a coco. Yo. Jambo coming through like Rambo. Love team takes two like tango. But she ain't no wifey, she can go. Yo, some bitch, you know. She keep calling my phone. She don't leave me alone. She just moan and groan. She keep ringing me at home. These days I don't answer my phone.
That boy's some prick, you know. All up in my hair. Thinks that I care. Keep following me here, following me there. These days I can't go nowhere. Ain't that your girl?
No, I ain't my girl.
I swear that's your girl.
She ain't my girl.
She got juice up.
Oh well.
She got jacked up.
Oh well. I swear that's your man.
I ain't got no man.
He was with that man.
He's just any man.
He got cutted up.
Oh well.
He got whacked up.
Oh well.
I like your girl, so you better look after your girl. Or I might take your girl, then make your girl my girl. Switch your girl with me, show. Switch me, show with Chantel. Play Chantel with Chanel. Lyrical clientele, but I ain't a bow cat, I don't like the smell. I'm a ghost in the shell when I make a boy I feel unwell. That girl from school, that girl from college, that girl gives brain, that girl gives knowledge, that girl gives hair, that girl gives shine, that girl gives BJs at all times. She looks decent, she looks fine, but don't talk about wifey, she's not mine. She got batteries six in the line, believe that's not a good sign. That girl's some bitch, you know, she keep calling my phone. She don't leave me alone, she just moan and groan. She keep ringing me at home. These days I don't answer my phone.
That boy's some prick, you know, all up in my hair, thinks that I care. Keep following me here, following me there. These days I can't go nowhere. Ain't that your girl?
No, I ain't my girl.
I swear that's your girl.
She ain't my girl.
She got juice up.
Oh well.
She got jacked up.
Oh well. I swear that's your man.
I ain't got no man.
He was with that man.
It was just any man.
He got cutted up.
Oh well.
He got whacked up.
Oh well.
Ah, busy rascal.
I love you.
Real deep.
I love you.
It's all love. Damn right, I'm articulate. I'm not an idiot, never had a really yet. Trending can never set. This is the next step. I'm like the two step. Niggas better get set. I'm the kick your way. I'm articulate. I'm not an idiot, never had a really yet. Trending can never set. This is the next step. I'm like the two step. Niggas better get set. I'm the kick your way.
Hello, my name is Jay Phelps, and I am one of the co-directors of Jazz Youth, which is a project that we're running in London that we'll be starting in March, April. And one of the real reasons why I got into jazz and some of the sounds that made me get into jazz were the sounds of Kind of Blue from Miles Davis. That was one of the only records that we had at home. And it was actually a record at that time, too. I know I don't look old enough to be having a record, but that's how it is. Kind of Blue was an amazing inspiration for me. It was the sounds of the music, the sounds of the different instruments that really got my attention and really made me focus on everything that I really wanted out of jazz music. And so that was one of my real pushes towards the music, was Kind of Blue. And within the feeling of that album, I came to know expressions of the music that I wouldn't normally have heard in any other kind of format or any other thing. So Kind of Blue for me was the one that did it.
Julian Assange, hero or villain?
Irrelevant.
Okay. Oh no, I've got a new one.
Who is he?
Yes.
Yeah.
What did you say about him?
Hero or villain?
Hero.
Of the two, a hero, yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely hero.
I tell you what, a lot of people he talks about are villains.
Well, you know, it's good. I guess it's good that kind of information gets into the public domain. However it happens.
What is it of thing?
It needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. We're in the information age. We're in the information age. That's why these riots was different to riots in the past. You know, news spreads faster. And we don't need to go via the established networks and routes. So, and you got sites like WikiLeaks and stuff out there. It's like, yeah.
Use the internet in a positive way.
I think the problem with this world is there isn't enough transparency. People get away with shit because it's behind closed doors. The moment you start making things transparent, people's moves viewable to the rest of the world, trust they fix up their game. So I think he's bringing a bit of transparency to things. Stuff that's supposed to be behind lock and key is actually getting viewed by the rest of the world. And yeah, people are squirming big time.
But he's not necessarily he's just a figurehead. Those things we're talking about are beyond him. You're talking about, there's WikiLeaks is a big organization. Internet itself, huge technological movement, a huge community. Assange is just like one character in that whole thing. Him personally, I don't know him personally, so I can't really judge him. I don't know anything about him, but obviously freedom of information and certain information about institutions is great. That is accessible by the internet, because we can all take responsibility and police these things, and when things are going down that shouldn't be, we all know about it. We can, you know, bring people to account for their actions, I guess. So yeah, information's great.
I think he's a hero because him and his team have facilitated the freedom of information, which I guess people have a right to know a lot of the time.
But hasn't he fallen out with all of them though? And the fact that he's become a figurehead is detracted from the point at hand. So in a way, the creation of his ego in the media has actually deflected attention away from where it should be. So in that respect, he's not completely... And I think he's... Yeah, I mean, again, the media's used him in that way. It's a distraction, because there's much more deep and important things that came out with WikiLeaks, which necessarily didn't get the coverage it should have done, because the attention got put on him. I mean, whether he was fixed, the whole thing with the US, well, I don't know. But I think there's more important things to be spoken about that which came out of that other than him, which weren't. That's what I'd say, yeah.
Tunes that change your life and why.
Okay, I'll go for Fela Kuti, A Zombie.
Why'd that change your life?
Well, that along with a lot of other his songs was just really the ability for him to have, you know, a really, I guess, long piece of music that had, I guess, all of these different musical elements. It has its own sound, but also to be able to bring, I guess, things which are political but with elements of humour in that tune, if you listen to the lyrics. And for me, it was a combination of all of these different things which kind of linked into one. And it was like, you know, this one person along with this group has created, you know, something which, you know, their complete own sound and own message, and that was just all self-contained in one tune. We'll be right back.
zombie. Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, no go go unless you tell him to go.
Zombie,
zombie, no go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Zombie,
zombie, no go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Zombie,
zombie, no go think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie,
zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, no go go unless you tell him to go.
Zombie,
zombie, no go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Zombie,
zombie, no go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Zombie,
zombie, no go think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie,
oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Tell him to go straight. Na joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense. A joro jara joro. Tell him to go kill. A joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense. A joro jara joro. Tell him to go quench. A joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense. A joro jara joro. Go and kill.
Joro jara joro.
Go and die.
Joro jara joro.
Go and quench.
Joro jara joro.
Put up all the verse.
Joro jara joro.
Go and quench.
Joro jara
joro. Go and kill.
Joro jara joro.
Go and die. All of us. Go and die. Go and quench. Go and kill.
Put
up all of us. Joro jara joro. Zombie way now one way. Joro jara joro. Zombie way now one way. Joro jara joro. Zombie way now one way. Joro jara joro. Double up, salute, open your hat, stand at ease, fall in, fall out, fall down, dead ready, attention, quick match, slow match, left turn, right turn, about turn, double up, salute, open your hat, stand at ease, fall in, fall out, toss! Order! Attention,
zombie.
Quick match, slow match,
zombie.
Left turn, right turn,
back
turn, double
zombie.
Up, salute, open your hands, stand at ease, fall in,
zombie.
Fall out, fall
zombie.
Down, get ready. Attention,
zombie.
Quick match, slow match,
zombie.
Left turn, right turn, back turn, double
zombie.
Up, salute, open your hands, stand at ease, fall
zombie.
In, fall out, fall
zombie.
Down, get ready. Hot! Order! One more time, everybody. Attention,
zombie.
Quick match, slow match,
zombie.
Left turn, right turn,
zombie.
About turn, double
zombie.
Up, salute, open your hand, stand at ease, fall
zombie.
In, fall out, fall down,
zombie.
Get ready. Attention,
zombie.
Quick match, slow
zombie.
Match, left turn, right turn,
zombie.
About turn, double
zombie.
Up, salute, open your hand,
zombie.
Stand at ease, fall
zombie.
In, fall out, fall
zombie.
Down,
zombie.
Get ready. Hot!
transmuted.com.
If you could force choke someone for 30 seconds, who would it be?
Force choke? What's that?
Like Vader, you know, just. Or maybe just lift them up off the ground. Yeah.
Force.
Yeah.
We're talking about some of the Vader stuff.
Right.
Who would I force choke? Well, I want to choke anyone.
30 seconds.
I don't want to choke anybody.
That's good.
I wouldn't choke anybody either.
Okay.
But I think it'd definitely be a cool skill to have should you have the need to choke somebody.
I'm one of the people that I do forgive everybody, but at the same time,
but
there's been some serious shit that's happened, and I would, if I had the chance to get some of them people that were behind that dark stuff, I would definitely, not specifically anybody, but yeah. But not, yeah, just for 30 seconds.
I don't know who it is. I can't think of any individual who's I don't know, because there's a lot of things, I've got grievances in the world, but I've yet to find the individuals who I can really pin that on. It seems to me, from my research, everyone seems to play their part in the things. I've got my grievances. I can't choke everyone. I wouldn't want to do that.
No, my PE teacher. I'm sorry, man.
Straight to the point.
We're cool now, but we had, like, back in the day, like, he got man. He done some serious stuff to me, like, he picked on me a lot, man. So I've had the chance, a little 30 seconds, to be like, yeah, mate, nice one.
Be good if you could erase their memory of it as well.
Yeah.
So they, like, just forgot. And it's like, yeah, so cool, yeah, okay, nice seeing you.
Weird uncertainty when they're around you.
And they're like, maybe I shouldn't mess with him. Maybe I should be really nice to him.
They
next
just cop the little flame
out.
Every time they walk past.
Yeah. I kind of rub their neck a bit. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Okay, last question. Who do you think you are anyway?
Who do you think you are? I know who I am. Do you know who you are?
Do I know who I am? Yeah, but who do you think you... No, it's just...
We are United Vibrations.
We are United. I would love to do loads and loads more, and I'm sure I'm going to ask you guys to come back at some stage.
Big up.
I want to just say thank you for blessing this place with some kind of vibrations, man.
Thank you, Jazz Reloaded, man.
This has actually been one of many dreams of mine to have this moment happen. So, I'm having an Oprah moment.
Yeah,
privilege.
But it's alright. I'm giving myself a call.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. Yeah,
Jazz Reloaded for having us down today.
Yeah. So this is United Vibrations. Most important thing: new album, Galaxies Not Ghetto, is available. Where can I get my hands on this thing?
Galaxies Everywhere. Not Ghettos can be got in a lot of independent record shops. You can download it online from the major outlets. If you go to Bandcamp as well, there's vinyl, CDs. You can get also along with your downloads.
Okay.
It's on the iTunes as well. It's everywhere online.
It's on all the major online distributors. And if you don't know where to go, just Google it. United Vibrations, Galaxies Not Ghettos.
Or yeah, come to a gig. Everywhere. And pick up.
Come to a show and get one personally. 17th of December, we're supporting the Heliocentrics at the Bishopsgate Institute in Liverpool, and another big UK jazz band. And there'll be other stuff. We're going to Liverpool and other places in Europe. But
watch this space.
United Vibrations, Conrad the Scoundrel. This is Jazz Reloaded. Jazz changes.
This is Jazz Reloaded. Jazz Reloaded. Jazz for the rest of us. Jazz for the rest of us.
Those of the reality have been slaves of a bad truth. So there's nothing left now but the myth. The myth is neither bad nor good. Its potentials are unlimited.
Live your own legend. Write your own myth. Live your own legend. Write your own myth. legend.
Live your own legend.
Write your own myth. Your own legend.
Yeah.
Write your own myth.
Oh.
Live your own legend.
Live your own legend.
Write your own myth.
And realize that neither God or anybody else is going to judge humanity. They have to do the judging as to what is proper for them to survive.
Jazz Reloaded. JazzReloaded.com.
All our music comes from the heart and soul. Start by listening. It is music that takes its roots from Africa.
Jazz Reloaded.
We embrace the rule, but we are
the collective set of building blocks from which human reality is made.
JazzReloaded.com. Jazz changes.
It's as if there is this great reservoir outside of time and space. Patterns, energy.
This is a very, very important message.
It is a system which has conscripted human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine.
JazzReloaded.com.
Mankind struggles to give a definition like this.
Combined diplomatic,
just
intelligent,
just
economic,
just
scientific,
just
and political.
Just.
Funny,
think
I don't know anything about music?
I don't
know anything about music. Just listen to it, that's all.
First of all, you have to respect your
own
culture.
Come on, Shaggy! Are you ready?
Music from the motherland, made in England.
Well, what do you think?
You should do it.
Jazz, open up the mind.
Jazz soul, spoken word, from the roots to the fruits. This is Jazz Reloaded.
I will not make any deals with you. I've resigned. I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, deeded, or numbered. My life is my own.
Jazz Reloaded.
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 Reloaded.